With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our good friend Charlie Batchel will hear tomorrow. What do we got tomorrow? Tomorrow, right at this time, we'll hear Lee Sterling, right? At 8 o'clock,
yes,
give us all our weekend picks. We got Lee Sterling tomorrow. We got Charlie Batch tomorrow.
Pat Bostick
tomorrow to get ready for some Pitt football. So there's all that. Talk some college football. I'm sure he's excited about Notre Dame going right to the ACC championship. So there's that. And then Monday will be our preview day, right? We'll get somebody from the Washington Post or from somewhere, and we'll go from there. Okay, but our friend Charlie Batchel will hear tomorrow at 9 a.m. He floated something out last night in his post game about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the linebacker quandary now. Now, you look at the depth chart and you see what's happening. You have Highsmith that'll come in and he'll play behind Bud. You have Ola, it's there. You have Jaron, whomever. I don't know. Jaron Elliott or whomever that's left. You can go get somebody on the waiver wire. Now, Charlie Batch was saying, and he tweeted me and he said, I mean every single word of this, that James Harrison should get a workout with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know about that.
I love Charlie and I have a ton of respect for him, but I have zero respect left for James Harrison after the way he left the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I have no interest in seeing him in black and gold again. Thank you very much.
See, the respect stuff, like, people can get over people sleeping in the locker or in the film room and whatever. It's not about respect. It's about if, at least for me, this is my opinion, if a guy can help you on the football field. People get over a lot less than somebody just being a bad teammate. There's a lot of bad teammates in professional sports. Jim, I look at it, I don't know about a 42-year-old edge rusher. Obviously, if Charlie was saying that, though, I would think that there's probably interest from James Harrison's side to try to get back in the game. Could you see them even bringing him in for a workout?
I can't see it. There's a part of it, though, that's intriguing. Do you remember, a few years ago, maybe it was longer than a few, but Joey Porter was asked once, if he could still go out, in other words, if he had to go out and play, could he do it? And he goes, yeah, I could, I've got a play or two in me. Now, using that as a baseline, mm-hmm. if you got a play or two in him, in Harrison in this instance, could you spot him, on third down, on second down, and 20, just any kind of an obvious passing down where you can just unleash him? Would it work?
Let me ask you from the
when
flip side
the
of it.
Snap counts?
Let me ask you from the flip side, Jim.
Yeah.
Now that you asked the question, let me answer it and offer a question. If I was a left tackle, say Eric Fisher, I don't know. If I was a left tackle anywhere, and I looked up and I saw that here was the proposition on third down, and Highsmith is winded and he's tired and whatever, and I looked up and I saw Ola, or I saw Jaron Elliott, it was bounced outside, or I saw James Harrison, and it was third and seven, and I needed to protect my quarterback. Of those three men, who would scare the hell out of me? For one snap.
Harrison.
Right. So you ask it that
Ola
way.
Ola has his number.
Right. You ask it that way, I put myself in the shoes of the left tackle, and I go, I just saw that guy, like, it's some documentary, pushing a sled with 18 45-pound plates on it. Man, what's he going to do to me?
And I know you.
And what's he going to do when he sits on the sidelines and doesn't get as many snaps as he wants? That's what I come back to.
Well,
the guy filled his diapers the last time he was brought in for that reason. When T.J. Watt, who we could all see was talented, and we all know now is talented, got more snaps than him. The guy acted like a petulant child the last time he was brought in for just this purpose. So revisiting that, I can't believe is in the Steelers' interests.
I don't know if it is in terms of I would bring him in and work him out. I would just as I would bring in Cameron Wake, I would bring in Clay Matthews. I would bring in, and now here's the other part of it too, guys. You're dealing with the COVID situation where you're not as reticent or available or ready to or able to bring in guys and work them out like you would in the past, Jim.
It would take a week or two before they'd be eligible to play. But Colin, you facetiously mentioned Eric Fisher. Okay. I don't know if that would be worth anything if it gets down to an AFC championship game scenario. But it's something to think about. But you mentioned some other guys that are less removed from the game than Harrison is.
Yeah, I think that it's a shot in the not a shot in the dark. It's a very long shot. I don't think that it'll happen. It's interesting to throw out there. There is the real situation though is something needs to happen with Bud Dupree. So has Highsmith showed enough? And I think Highsmith has been good enough in spurts this season, and he shows that he can run. He can go sideline to sideline. He could go get the quarterback. He could keep up with the play. What Highsmith does for me that I think is most impressive is he doesn't get caught up in the wash. It's not like all of a sudden Highsmith is just around the pile and then there's three people making a play and he's on top of everybody and okay, he's just kind of – he seems like he is at the front of the play, not necessarily just always trailing the play. Chris, that's what I like about Highsmith. The speed of the game, he's not catching up to it. He jumped right into the speed of the play. He was able to acclimate himself to it quickly.
Right, and it started with special teams plays earlier in the year. I remember seeing him a couple times early this year being like, man, this dude is just snatching souls on kickoff coverage. He's flying down the field and destroying people. And then last 4 or 5 weeks, it starts to show up actually on defense. I mean, the pick against Lamar Jackson, which was completely a read and react kind of thing. It wasn't just athletic instinct that took over there. It was, I recognize this from earlier in the game. I know exactly where I need to be to pick this ball off, and he made the play. Highsmith strikes me as a guy who is, and I didn't think, and I'll go back to draft weekend, I didn't think Claypool nor Highsmith would have the kind of impact on this veteran-laden team that certainly Claypool has had. And I wouldn't have thought it then, but after watching him the first 12 weeks, I think Highsmith is ready for the bulk of the snaps there.
Yeah, I think that he should be. It's just going to be a matter of attrition within a game, within a season, being able to withstand that many snaps, doing it at that high of a level, doing it in terms of the responsibility there. And when a team wants to run the football with a bigger back, being able to tackle him again and again and again, and then also getting to the quarterback and being dumped on your wallet a bunch of times, Jim, because that's what happens. Now, even the best ones, even Bud Dupree, that guy from a left tackle standpoint is going to put you on your wallet a bunch. You got to keep getting up, and you got to stay healthy doing it. Alex Highsmith is going to accumulate the kind of snaps that he's not seen and the snaps of importance that he's never seen in his career.
Yeah, actually, if you run the numbers, and I'll have a story up on the web here shortly about this, but it's just what normally those guys are playing like 15% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dupree and Watt played like 90%. And man, and it's not that – one of the things that Mike Tomlin talks about sometimes is rookies, okay, they're in great shape compared to a lot of people, obviously. But sometimes rookies, they're especially this time of the year, they're not prepared to play 90% of the snaps, and certainly not at the level that Dupree and Watt do. I mean, Dupree is so fast off the edge, he doesn't look as fast as he is sometimes because Watt is even faster. But Dupree is faster than most in the NFL.
Now, Ola has intrigued me. Ola's intrigued me, though, in really small snippets, especially on special teams. And sometimes you see him in the preseason games or you see him in mop-up duty. And he does seem to be the max effort guy, the guy going 9 million miles an hour when everybody else is just going, 4 million miles an hour. And that, to me, it can be good, it can be bad. He can get in a game and he can run past a play because it seems – it looks a lot like how Bud Dupree looked early in his career, Chris, whenever he would get in there and he only knew one speed, and that's not always great as an edge rusher. Sometimes you have to break down, you have to stay with the play, and you have to set an edge. You can't just try to go – Bud Dupree, his first 2 years as a football player, led – he would as a first ballot Hall of Famer in running past the quarterback. I mean, he was. And Ola gives me that sometimes. I wonder if he can play enough football, know how to play enough football with sense to break down and get after the quarterback. And
he's been in the system long enough that he should understand what to do and where to be, and that would be the only possible advantage. And I'm not trying to take away anything from what he's done on special teams, because he's come up with a few big plays on special teams this year as well. But I would think that's the only possible advantage he has over Alex Highsmith right now is that, well, he just has been around longer. If I've got to talk about like a possible split of who gets the bulk of the work there, or is it 50-50 at that spot? Highsmith is going to get every possible opportunity to go in there, especially in pass rushing opportunities, and either get after the quarterback or he's already shown the ability to drop into coverage. So, again, he's not going to be Bud Dupree. That can't be expected of Alex Highsmith, but I like what I've seen from him so far.
From the inside position, real quick, Jim, I thought it was interesting we saw a little bit more of Williamson yesterday, and that now's the time they started to acclimate him more. He's comfortable with the system, and they don't want all those. They don't want all that mileage to pile up on Spillane. I thought that was interesting with Williamson yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the snap count here, not to get overly wrapped up in stats, but you know, Spillane was in on 44 plays, Williams 33, and then Williamson 25.
Right.
So basically that's getting down to more. Remember the split that we saw oftentimes last year where you had the three guys with Williams, Barron, and Bush where they split. It was kind of split in that ratio. So it would be nice to get Williamson more involved. And I think last night, and maybe RG3 had something to do with it, that they, you know, they wanted to get him in more often. But, you know, he made a couple plays.
In hindsight, Barron should have got exactly zero, by the way, last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.